to cry, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my car when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Yeah, I miss all the times we... Chapter 2. Red Hood.
Thinking face emoji.
Could you come kidnap me? I didn't get to study for this test last night. Patrol? Yeah, eye roll. Ivy whammied me. Had to call in Con. Ew, I do not need to know. Aren't you supposed to be, like, a genius? Yeah, in theoretical physics, not bio 2. I can reverse engineer a nuke. IDK, what a phylum is. Freak. On my way.
To Red Hood.
Kidnap? Alfred took the car to Publix and my bike is still fucked from Clayface 2 weeks back. Steph, quote, wants snackies. We're watching Rocky Horror. Also, thanks again for yesterday. I got out of school again today, lol. For the trauma. I bet B loved that. Oh my god, he did! He was like, please stop getting Hood to kidnap you. You can't just skip school. You were on the front page of the news again. Yada, yada, yada. Fucking buzzkill. I know, right?
To Hood.
We were on the front page of the news again. Okay, that is on you. That shit is on you. I used rubber bullets. You shot my math teacher. With a rubber bullet. There are posters around Gotham Academy! With your face on them! Do not engage with this man! Doesn't look like you're obeying the signs. Suspicious squint. If you keep that attitude up, I'm going to stop showing up and looming outside your math teacher's window at night for you. And disappearing before his wife believes him. You be what?
To Hood! Exclamation point!
It's been a week since your last kidnapping. My goons are getting worried. Where's that little boy at? I can legally vote. I can't break the goons' hearts, Red. Hood. Yes, Red Robin. I cannot skip this board meeting to go and play cards with your employees. Not my employees. My goons. I hire them on Goons for You. That cannot be a real fucking thing. It is. Babs coded it. You'd be surprised how many people we catch trying to hire a murder on their fucking
2004 Chromebook with no anti-tracking, no VPN, not even an antivirus software. She's raking him in like flies. Anyway. My goons miss you. They are not your goons. You give them health insurance through Wayne Corp. Above board and everything. Bruce only doesn't know because you make me fudge the paperwork when you have me as a captive. Yeah, and Samia just went on maternity leave for a month. Your point? I'm a crime boss, not an asshole. Fine. But I don't want to play Go Fish again. Marco cheats. Okay, see you in 25. I'm in RPC 153. Third door on the left if you get off the elevator on floor 17. I need at least 20 minutes to finish up this paperwork so we can continue to get vital funding from the government. Do not shoot anyone.
Red, 2:15 p.m.
I have security here. They will shoot back. Hood, do you hear me? Do not shoot any of my employees. You mean your goons? Never mind. I hope you die for real, actually.
2, Jason.
I left my good tie at your place last time. Can I have it? Big presentation today in English comp. Marco knows about it. Yes, on my way. ETA 10. What? No! I will come pick it up. On my way. Keep your ass in bed! ETA 10. You fractured both your ankles! I'm outside. Stop shooting projectiles at the window. You're gonna make Dick sad if you hit me. I've got two broken ankles. Damn, this is what I get for trying to return your tie. You know what? Fuck you. Kidnapping you again. I have school! Not anymore. I have a project! Come here, boy. Get in my evil lair. Jason!
From Dickass to Jay.
Jason, please return Tim to school. He has a presentation. Thanks. You can tell Tim he's a fucking snitch. And I kidnapped him. What's the point if I don't keep him? God, you people.
From Oracle to Hood.
Put Tim back in his classroom in 20. Okay, yes. Yes, ma'am. On it right now. Allie Draper needs an extraction, and she needs it right fucking now. The situation is already not great. Tim's been at this party for hours, the clock ticking rapidly towards 3 in the morning, and every lead is turning into a dead end. Even with the amount of alcohol and recreational drugs going around, Tim flagged a few dealers to have Hood inspect more thoroughly. No one was talking, and as loath as Tim was to admit it, maybe this place was working too well as a front, to the point where none of the clubbing 20-somethings knew a thing about the trafficking operation happening in the sub-basement below their feet. He's about to call it a night, sweat plastering his dress to his back, reapplying his lipstick for the nth time, when the door cracks in its frame, and someone lets out a keening sound of terror, and then Black Mask is in the middle of the dance floor. Cascada still blaring in the background. It's surreal in a fucking hilarious sort of way. Tim is going to have to send the security footage to Steph, provided he survives the next 15 minutes. Slowly, slowly, he reaches into his pocket and blindly taps out a message, keeping the motion angled away from Mask's line of sight. His phone buzzes, reads the response out to him in Morse. He sends a follow-up. "Someone's been asking questions," Sionis says, flanked by hired muscle. Tim counts 9, but there's also 4 men scattered through the room that he won't discount. "I thought I'd been nice, been generous to have you all here as appreciative patrons of my fine business. But someone..." Mask spins and unloads what looks like a full clip into the sound system. "Every time we touch," fades into silence. The whole room holds its breath. The DJ looks at his trashed sound system with a reserved sort of longing. Sionis laughs, hysterical and mean. "Someone is poking their nose into my shit. So here's how this is gonna go. Whoever tells me a name first," he cocks the gun again, "doesn't get shot in the knee."
2. Jason.
C.312. B.M. 9+M100CIV. On my way. Thank you. A fucking course. Tim might have called B or Nightwing. Should have, really. But this was her case, and she'd been working it for 2 months now. And if Batman showed up, everyone was going to scatter like cockroaches. On the other hand, though, she really doesn't want to get tortured and maimed tonight. One of the girls Tim pressed for information earlier, giggling in her ear on the sticky bathroom counter, slides her gaze over to him. Tim meets her stare right back, silently begging her, don't. She leans over to her friend, whispers something he can't hear. Then someone's crashing through the skylight, a blur of black and blue striking Sionis in the temple while someone tugs at Tim's hand. She whirls, ready for a fight, but it's just Hood, wearing civvies and hissing, "Halas, kid, we gotta move!" And then they're out the door and into the Batmobile before Tim can take a full breath. Hood sits in the driver's seat, Tim hastily shoved into shotgun. She notes he's not wearing a domino, even. Tim wonders if Hood was off duty tonight. Wonders if she should feel bad if he was. "You called Dick," Tim says, but her voice can't decide whether she's upset or happy about this fact. 100 civilians, Hood says sternly. "Roman is a loose cannon. I can't handle that alone, kid. I called Oracle." Somewhere in the distance, he sees the familiar shape of Batman and Robin, followed by Black Bat and Spoiler. Fuck. There goes the case. Sionis will have all his leads shut down by tomorrow morning at the latest. Tim crosses her arms. "You weren't alone. I was there." Hood snorts. "Yeah, and you were gonna fight 14 trained bodyguards wearing civilian gear?" "Oh, I can't fight because I'm a girl," Tim says, mostly to be difficult. A little because Jack Drake kind of lives in the back of his head and tells him that Drake men aren't sissies and other stupid bullshit like that. "Save that shit for Cass," Jason tells him, unimpressed. "You can't fight because you're unarmed and wearing 6-inch heels." 8-inch, Tim says. "And I have kicked major ass in these, I'll have you know." A brief pause. Jason sighs and hands her a package of makeup wipes from one of his many jacket pockets. Tim takes it gratefully and begins taking off the meticulous layers of eyeshadow and cosmetic glue. She doesn't let people see her like this normally. Not her family, but that's still Tim's Robin. It's fine. She's fine. Besides, He's seen the way Jason cares for the trans kids in the alley. Tim relaxes into the seat and scrubs at the crevices of his mouth to get off all the lip stain before Batman shows up. "So," Hood says. Without the mask and the guns and the bravado, he almost looks small, awkward. Definitely awkward, as he prompts. "You're a girl? A boy? Neither? Both?" "I'm Tim," says Tim.
"Okay.
Well, Ally, technically, but just for tonight."
"Okay," Hood says. "So, you're a boy?"
Tim glances down at his massive rack. Damn, he needs to wear this outfit to see Khan sometime soon. "Do I look like a boy to you?"
"Clothing and presentation do not dictate internal feelings of gender," Hood says, monotone, like he's quoting a gender studies textbook.
"Good job," Tim says, amused despite herself. She shrugs, scrubbing at a stubborn bit of liner in the crease of her eyelid. "I don't know, man. I'm Tim. My tits are huge, and my meat is massive, and my swag is abundant."
"I should have let you get shot in there," Hood says without heat.
"Sure," Tim says. "Did you bring my suit?"
Hood rolls his eyes. "We're not going anywhere but home, kid. They've got it covered. And you know the rules. Patrol ends after you call a code 3 or above."
"Last time you sent out code 312, you kept running the mission for 4 hours with 2 broken ankles, Tim points out.
"And what about that makes you think you should emulate my example?" Hood says with something like a smile. "Let's get you home, you little freak."
"That was transphobic," Tim says automatically. "You're transphobic unless you let me go punch Black Mask until his face caves in, actually. Sorry to break it to you."
"Not gonna work on me." Hood, Jason, Tim thinks, says, tapping at the Batmobile computer console before rooting around in the back seat. "Dick already warned me about the pink kryptonite thing."
"Sell out," Tim says.
Jason nails her upside the head with a pair of sweats and a t-shirt. Tim changes with minimal bitching as the Batmobile winds its way towards home.
"Do you, Jason says, gnawing at his lip. His hands clench around the steering wheel, even though the car is on autopilot. "Would you, want to go get burgers? Or something?"
Tim stares at him for a long moment, frozen in place. The thing is that he does. He wants that so, so badly, so deep that he can feel the ache of it under his skin, because Jason is, that's Tim's Robin. That's hers. And Tim's wanted Jason to be his big brother since the day he broke into the tower and slit Tim's throat. Which is why she can't let it happen again. He didn't want to run the mission alone. He called in all the rest of the bats. It's, God, Jason isn't even doing this for Tim. He's doing it for Dick. Tim knows that in the back of his mind. This isn't something genuine. It's a pity invite. She's only invited to the party because everyone else in the class already agreed to attend. And Tim will let himself be a lot of things. Will let himself be spoken over and used and discarded. But he will not make a fool of himself by pushing himself into a place where he isn't wanted. "Not again," something inside him says, thinking about that kid who blackmailed fucking Batman, who slid into the nest and shoved his way into being Robin. The truth is just that. They aren't brothers. They don't hang out outside patrol. Tim wants to. Damn him, he wants to. But Jason doesn't get to do that. Just walk into Tim's life like he's always had a place there. Ask him about his love life and school and take him to get fucking burgers. Tim thinks about being very, very young and not understanding why his parents kept leaving. He thinks about Dick, shoulders slumped, telling him that Jason never stays. Aloud, she says, a little sharper than she intends. "Patrol ends after a code 3+.
Gotta follow the rules, right?
Jason swallows, drums his fingers against the dash.
Right. Yeah, course. Sorry.
Neither of them speak for the rest of the ride back to the manor. The moment the doors unlock, Jason swings onto his motorcycle, and he's gone before any of the rest of them make it home.